Hello, my name is Phyllis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I was calling to ask a question about my daughter who had a stroke.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Okay, well, we just wanted to know, on the CDC line, she does qualify, but we live in the state of Alabama, so they said that Walmart said that they hadn't given approval, you know, to give shots to people who have medical conditions, and so I wondered about that. And
yes, ma'am, unfortunately, that is correct. We you do have to qualify by age first and then by your medical conditions.
Okay.
Now, what type of work did she do or does she do?
Oh, no, she doesn't work. She hasn't completely recovered from her stroke yet.
Okay. When did she work? What did she do before she had the stroke?
Secretary work.
Secretary. With the public?
She doesn't work now. She's disabled.
Okay. All right. Yeah, unfortunately, you'll have to.
Which word?
Now, you can call our vaccine registration line, and we can get her registered for a vaccine when it becomes available for her.
Oh. Go ahead. Vaccine line. What's that number?
That number is 855-566-5333.
Okay, let me go over that with you, make sure I got it right.
Okay.
855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am. And again, if you need more information, you can go to our website at the Alabama Department of Public Health. That's adph.org. And you've already been to the CDC, so you know the information that's available there.
Yeah, I have it on right now on the Alabama Department of Health, but, you know, I can't find anywhere where stroke victims is listed on there. So they haven't got to them yet on Alabama, I don't think.
No, ma'am. It said it's still age-related and then physical.
So you can just call the vaccination line and try and make an appointment when it comes available.
Yes, ma'am.
For your age or your medical condition?
Yes, ma'am. For whatever period slot category she falls in under.
So what,
we can get her registered.
Application online, I mean on the phone?
No,
what?
Ma'am. Just give us a call. What they'll do is they'll take her, you know, what county you live in, get her name, address, phone number, not address, name, phone number, email address, and her age, and that's about all.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good luck to you. I hope I've been able to help. I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great afternoon. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.